Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, physicians dedicated to providing and increasing access to health care for all Oklahomans. More on the vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, it's barely April, and already Governor Kevin Stitt and Republican leaders in the Oklahoma House and Senate have produced a budget agreement. That normally does not happen until late April or even early May. How did this agreement come together so quickly?
There were a few factors. Governor Kevin Stitt and Republican leaders have said, and stressed again Wednesday, it's a tight budget year, so that limited their options. You can see that in the results. The budget totals $12.8 billion, an increase of only 1.52%, or nearly $200 million over the current fiscal year's budget. It also appears legislators were already in agreement on a number of issues that had budget implications, such as launching a new program to improve public school students' literacy. And it seems Republican legislative leaders agreed with some of the proposals outlined by Governor Stitt in his State of the State speech in February, such as the $250 million in additional funding for the state's Medicaid program, rather than the nearly $500 million requested by the Oklahoma Health Care Authority.
Lawmakers had several hundreds of millions of dollars less to appropriate this year than last year, but they say there are no across-the-board cuts, and various departments and programs received increases of some kind. So, beyond what you just told us, what are the highlights?
Well, first of all, budget writers had to move around a lot of money, well over $1 billion. First, they eliminated one-time appropriations ranging from $300 million that was used to purchase a private prison in Lawton to funding for things like replacing agency buildings' heating and air systems. They will also take money from the Revenue Stabilization Fund, which helps smooth out declines in oil and tax revenues and corporate income tax collections, and they tapped several agency revolving funds that had excess balances from taxes and fees. Now, the budget agreement increases funding to the State Department of Education by $208.7 million, including almost $80 million for reading and math programs and a $2,000 across-the-board teacher pay raise totaling $85 million. And some of the other increases in the proposed budget include $12 million to the State Election Board to upgrade its software, $38.9 million to the Department of Human Services for its Advantage Waiver Program, and $25.5 million to DHS for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Programs. That would be the SNAP program. And $5 million for a plan to allow foster children to receive state benefits until the age of 21.
Democratic leaders expressed concern about what they saw as lack of transparency in the process. That frequently is cited as a problem, even by members of the majority party. The legislature has taken steps to improve transparency the last few years. How well did those measures work in this year's negotiations?
Well, House Minority Leader Cindy Munson said she saw what the public saw, which wasn't much. She also noted there were some rank-and-file Republican members who didn't know what was in the budget agreement until after it was announced. Now, the legislators' initial review of agency budget requests took place in the open, in open meetings, back in December and January. But after that, things kind of went dark until Wednesday. House Appropriations and Budget Chair Trey Caldwell and Senate Appropriations Chair Chuck Hall took issue with the idea that the process was not transparent, saying they were available to talk with members about budget issues at any time during the process. But we know from 2024, when the governor, House, and Senate held open budget negotiations, that a lot of wheeling and dealing takes place in those discussions. So we're still trying to figure out what some of those deals were. We do know, for example, that the Senate agreed to hear Chairman Caldwell's two proposed state questions regarding the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust as part of the budget deal.
With the early resolution of the budget, is there any indication the session will end early? It is, after all, an election year when lawmakers like to wrap up their business quickly so they can hit the campaign trail.
You would think so, but House Speaker Kyle Hilbert and Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton said Thursday they're not planning to rush the end of the session. In 2018, which was also an election year, there was no formal budget agreement announced. The General Appropriations Bill passed committee April 24th, then both chambers, and the legislature adjourned sine die May 3rd. The General Appropriations Bill is expected to be taken up Monday by the Joint Committees on Appropriations and Budget.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.